All right, get this. What if I told you that we could feel emotions through vibrations alone? Like, ditch the emojis, forget facial expressions, just vibes. Could we actually decipher a sadness buzz or a joy tap?
It sounds wild, right?
It really does.
But our sense of touch is more powerful than we realize. There's a whole world of subtle communication happening beneath the surface, just waiting to be explored.
That's what we're diving into today. We've got some fascinating research from Keio University in Japan.
Oh, this is a good one. I was just reading about this.
These researchers wanted to put this idea to the test, exploring whether emotions could be communicated through touch alone, no other cues.
Exactly. And they didn't just use any kind of touch. They got specific. They zeroed in on vibrations using a device called the Tactile Toolkit.
Tactile Toolkit. Never heard of it.
It's pretty cool, actually. It allows users to record a tactile sensation and instantly play it back, almost like a voice recorder, but for touch.
Talk about a feedback loop.
Right.
So walk me through this experiment. How do you even begin to measure something as subjective as communicating emotions through vibrations?
Well, they started with a small group of participants, 7 to be exact, and they focused on 4 basic emotions: joy, anger, sadness, and relaxation.
Okay, so we're talking like really fundamental universal feelings here.
Precisely. These were chosen because they tend to be universally experienced, you know, transcending cultural and language barriers.
Makes sense. You want to make sure everyone's on the same page emotionally. So did they just start buzzing people with random vibrations and say, tell me what you're feeling?
Not quite. There was a method to the madness. There were 2 main phases to the experiment. First, the participants actually used the Tactile Toolkit to create their own 10-second vibration patterns for each of those 4 emotions.
Interesting. So they weren't told, make this kind of vibration for joy or anything?
Nope, no guidelines at all. They had complete creative freedom to tap, rub, squeeze, whatever they felt best conveyed each feeling.
Hold on. So they basically created a vocabulary of vibes. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
But how did they know if these, what did you call them? Vibration messages.
Sure, let's call them vibration messages.
How do they know if these vibration messages were actually getting through, you know, being received and understood on the other end?
That's where phase 2 comes in. They brought the same participants back and had them listen to a randomized set of these recordings.
Listen to? But I thought we were talking about touch.
We are. Here's the really clever part. To isolate the sense of touch and eliminate any influence from the actual sound of the vibrations, the participants wore noise-canceling headphones with white noise playing.
Oh, wow. That's smart. So they were really only experiencing the tactile sensations, nothing else.
Exactly. They were literally feeling the vibes and nothing else.
That's a seriously cool detail.
Yeah.
So could they actually decode these emotional vibrations? Could they accurately identify what the other person was trying to communicate through touch alone?
Here's where it gets really interesting. They could, and with surprisingly good accuracy, too.
All right, don't leave me hanging. Give me the stats. How accurately could they read these emotional vibrations? What were we looking at, like 10% accuracy, 20%?
Way higher. Get this. For joy, they were clocking in at a remarkable 71% accuracy. That means you're more than twice as likely to recognize joy through touch than you are to win a coin toss.
Wow, no kidding. That's way better than random chance. What about the other emotions? Were they as easy to pick up on?
Anger wasn't far behind, coming in at a solid 65% accuracy. But sadness and relaxation, those proved to be a bit trickier to pin down, hovering around 50%.
Huh. So it's easier to transmit and interpret those big, bold emotions like joy and anger, even through touch?
It seems like it. And it actually tracks with what we already know about emotional expression in general. Think about it. Those emotions tend to have clearer, more distinct signals, whether it's facial expressions, tone of voice, or even, it seems, vibrations. But here's where it gets even more interesting. The study found a link between how well someone could express an emotion through the device and how well they could recognize it in others.
Wait, really? So if I'm like a pro at sending out clear vibration messages, I'm also more likely to be fluent in receiving them. It's like an emotional ESP or something.
Exactly. I know, it's fascinating, right? It really points to a fascinating connection between our ability to feel emotions in our own bodies and our ability to understand those emotions in others, something researchers are calling haptic empathy.
Okay, mind blown. So we've established that we can at least sometimes communicate emotions through vibrations. But I'm dying to know how. Is there some kind of secret code, a Morse code of feelings? What's the deal?
Well, that's what these researchers were hoping to uncover. When they dug into the data analyzing those different vibration patterns, they actually found some distinct characteristics that were associated with each emotion.
All right, I'm on the edge of my seat here. Break it down for me. What did these emotional vibes actually look like?
Okay, take joy, for example. The patterns associated with joy tended to have these really consistent, really prominent rhythms, almost like, you know, a happy, upbeat song. It's clear, structured, kind of makes you want to tap your foot.
Makes sense. Joy is often very external, right? Almost like you can't help but express it. But what about anger? That's got to be a completely different vibe.
You said it. Anger was a whole other story. Imagine a powerful drum solo, intense, a bit unpredictable, maybe even a little chaotic at times. The rhythms were still prominent and constant, but definitely more abstract and driving.
Okay, that tracks. So what about the less intense emotions, like sadness and relaxation? How did those translate into vibration patterns?
Well, sadness, that was much sparser in terms of rhythmic content. Imagine short bursts of activity followed by longer stretches of silence, almost like hesitant sighs.
So the vibration equivalent of heavy heart. That's actually kind of beautiful in a way. And relaxation. I'm guessing that's the opposite of anger's drum solo.
You got it. Relaxation was almost the absence of a strong rhythm. Very minimal, with very little rhythmic content at all. It's more like a calm, steady heartbeat.
So even without words, facial expressions, or sound, it seems like we're hardwired to understand emotions on this deeper level, through the language of touch. This is honestly blowing my mind, but we've been laser-focused on the how here. What does all of this mean, really? Why should we even care about feeling a buzz of joy or a tap of sadness?
It raises a huge question about the future of human connection. Think about the possibilities. This research could lead to incredible breakthroughs, especially for people who, for whatever reason, struggle with traditional forms of communication.
It's like we have this whole symphony of emotions playing out through our sense of touch, and we're just now starting to understand the music. But why is this important? Like, what's the big takeaway here for our listener?
This research, I mean, it could be absolutely life-changing for people who face challenges with traditional forms of communication.
Right, like who?
Well, imagine the possibilities for individuals who are visually or hearing impaired.
Oh, totally. This could open up a whole new world of connection for them.
Exactly. And think about people on the autism spectrum who might find it difficult to express or interpret emotions through, say, facial expressions or tone of voice. This research could lead to some really innovative ways to bridge that communication gap.
It's amazing, really. It's like we're on the verge of unlocking this secret language that's been right there under our fingertips all along.
Right. And it makes you wonder, what other subtle ways are we communicating and connecting that we haven't even begun to explore? This is just the tip of the iceberg.
That's what I love about these deep dives. We start with a simple question, you know, about feeling vibrations, and all of a sudden we're questioning everything we thought we knew about human connection.
It really does highlight the power of scientific curiosity, doesn't it? I mean, who would have thought that buzzing sensations could hold the key to deeper empathy and understanding?
So for our listener who's now probably feeling all kinds of things just thinking about this, what's the one big question we want to leave them with today?
That's a good one. How about this? How might our lives be different if we were more aware of this subtle language of touch? Could a simple tap on the shoulder become this powerful expression of empathy and support? It's a question worth pondering, I think.
It certainly is. Thanks for taking us on this incredible deep dive into the world of touch and emotions. Until next time, everyone, keep those vibes positive and those connections strong.